Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I love the poorly educated.
I love this girl in the Barely Pulse, which is a letter to the editor in our local rag. She blames every problem on late night TV and the news. They should just shut up. Craig, all of them. Late night TV and the news, including you, should shut up.
Well, you're not late night TV.
No, you're not.
I'm sorry.
Too.
But you are the news.
Shut up too? Yeah, you are the news.
I think I should shut up too.
True, but you're not going to.
Damn it.
Not till 7.
Not till. And you sit there with your thumb up your ass. Before the break, you were in here. We were talking to the origin of that saying. It's just so strange. Somebody came up with that instead of just saying, you know, basically it means you're sitting around bored. But we had to stick our thumb up there. and it's just a given saying now.
Well, where'd it come from?
We don't know. Yeah, Pusher's been looking it up.
Not little Jack Horner?
We've been looking.
No.
Didn't he sit on his thumb?
Little Jack Horner sat in the corner. He just long came. No, you're right. I don't know. Did he? No.
Along came a spider and sat down beside her.
No, I'm totally messing up my nursery school. I haven't read the Bible in a while.
Exactly.
He sat in the corner eating a Christmas pie. He put in his thumb, pulled out a plum,
yeah.
And said, "What?
Yeah, the thumb's in the pie."
So he wasn't sitting.
on
his thumb.
That's the woman one. We're sitting around here, our thumbs in our pies.
Yeah.
All right. He put it where it's supposed bored. To be. The most plausible one I found.
Okay.
The extensive traditional repertoire of verbal abuse employed by British Army sergeants includes upbraiding the soldiers, cadets under one's command for sitting around with thumbs in bums and mind in neutral.
That must have been it. And they said bums, and they Americanized it with ass.
Yeah.
But even then, why did
they... bums here in America.
Well, somebody had to make it up.
But even then, why did they go with
one guy? Well,
bums.
Anything. Right. Something starts with one dude. Yeah. Some dude said something first.
Here's what they say.
But we do like the rhyming thing.
Yeah. Bums and bums.
So some British Sergeant Hulka back in the day came up with this.
Yeah.
I think it's a combination of sitting on your hands and twiddling your thumbs.
And then all of a sudden you stick it in your butt.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Well, as long as it's all of a sudden.
As long as you surprise yourself.
Yeah. That's the best way to... I've heard the best way to do
it. All right. That's probably the origin. And it sounds like a World War II thing.
That sounds legit. Yeah.
I assume you heard that from Puss.
Yeah. Which one?
What Todd said he heard about that.
Say it out loud. Don't be afraid to stick to the tape. Too late.
The surprise attack reference?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Nick Allen later on this morning. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebooking, broadcasting, podcasting, iTunes, Stitcher. Stitcher, TNTRadioEmpire.com also.
I assume you guys are watching Dancing with the Stars.
Nope.
Tell you who won the hockey.
Dancing with the Internet Stars.
The basketball, but
don't know who these people are.
Who won Dancing with the Stars.
I know there's a black bachelorette, though.
And The Voice. Mm-hmm. The Voice had a winner last night, too. And Dancing with the Stars was a football player.
There you go. That's our NFL
somebody won
news
it?
Today.
Somebody won it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. I don't watch it.
I guess it was the finale last night.
And the baseball player was the other
Unless it's Hines finalist. Ward and a gold lamé vest with no shirt, I ain't watching it.
Or Donald Driver.
Or that. Rashad Jennings got the win.
Who do you play for?
No idea.
Jacksonville?
Giants. I think he was a running back for the Giants.
So, good for him.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you beat out?
Normani Cordae. I don't even know how to say the name.
See, my wife doesn't
Fifth Harmony singer.
My wife doesn't even watch that anymore.
Singer for Fifth Harmony.
From what I can
how
tell,
do you not know
that's
that?
A 60-plus woman show.
I thought she came in third. Yeah. I saw this on the news this morning.
My mother-in-law will bring up that once in a while. So from what I can tell, their demo is 60-plus women.
And Cub fans this year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because that dude from the Cubs was on there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
All right, Rashad Jennings was drafted by the Jaguars, also played for the Raiders and the New York Giants.
All right, there's our NFL news for the day.
Yeah,
it
that is basically right.
It. It is.
Oh, no, it's not.
We got something else?
No, it's that. This came out yesterday.
Oh, you can dance now.
Yes, you can dance if you want to.
Yeah, you can dance if you want to. The only two things they can't do are sexual, like they showed Antonio Brown just humping himself.
Twerking.
Sexual ones. And what's the other one? Weapons.
Oh,
arrows
okay.
and guns, yeah, which makes sense. But the fact is that. Thrusting of the hump of your, excuse me, of your hump, jeez, what's that?
Yeah.
Thrusting of your hips. If you're dancing sideways, unless you're making a total gesture, do you think anybody's going to throw a flag when you're allowed to do stuff? I'm exception of the guns and the arrows, that'll be obvious.
I would imagine the throat slash.
And throat slash,
yeah,
that's always
be
one.
Yeah. Anything violently themed.
But those, I'm thinking, do you think, what's the first ref going to say, no, I saw the hip going forward. He'll be drummed out of the league.
Well, I forget.
They're
going to
have these guys dancing and jumping around. And there's still no group dances, right?
No, they said group
dances.
No, yeah,
you're right. Yeah, group dances.
Okay.
And I hate that.
So do I. I hate group dances,
I
too.
Hate the group dances.
I don't mind just spiking the ball, dancing a little bit, being happy, but group dances are stupid.
You know why? No choreography.
Right. You're old.
I don't care. Right.
No, group dancing.
No,
not
group
old.
Dances is
group
too
dances
much.
Was around when we were, it was 10, 15 years ago they were group dancing.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah.
Celebrate your victory. Or
you
your,
get to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah, you get to celebrate. You don't get to practice your little maneuver and bring everybody over. Hold on. We got to get this guy.
That,
he wasn't in this play.
Yeah,
come on over.
Right. Wasn't in this play, right.
I seem to remember when the Reds.
I don't mind him letting some of that back. You can't do the arrow now.
Had their small wide receiver core. They called them the Smurfs, and they would get around and group dance.
Yeah, they started it, and it got a little bit over. It lasted for like 10 minutes.
And then when St. Louis was really good, they would do group dances.
Oh, and that their indoor, what would they call that team?
The greatest show on turf.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, those guys would dance a lot, too.
I'm fine with them bringing back being happy and jumping around. That's great.
I can't remember what player it was last year. He made the comment that about the hip thrusts.
Yeah.
Like, two is a celebration, three is sexually suggestive.
But he said that.
But it kind of holds true.
It does.
Like if you celebrate, you get to that third one, then, okay, well, now you're making a humping motion, and that's a flag.
Yeah,
well,
I think it depends upon if you're pretending you're grabbing something, or if some guy actually starts humping.
Well, they showed a Redskin, I don't know who it was last year, that shoots an arrow when he scores.
Yeah, that was Josh Norman.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Or if you're actually humping the goalpost.
Well, he jumped into it.
They might flag you for that.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean you can go all Terrell Owens and have a Sharpie?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know. I don't think outside stuff's allowed. I didn't read the rule.
No, they said, oh, the ball. You can use the ball
Yeah,
as
but you
a
can't
prop.
Use a Sharpie.
Yes. But no other props.
No. I'm sure that's actually welcome for these refs.
And who
has played about that? That's probably a welcome change because they don't need to worry about that, the refs.
I think they had got flagged for it, but somebody.
Because they're buzzkills in those refs.
Had hidden a cell phone, like inside the goalpost pad.
That was Terrell, too, wasn't it?
Joe Horn.
Took a selfie from the Saints?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a dumbass. I hated that. I hated that.
No, he made a call. He just he picked it up and made a call. It was a flip.
Yeah, there were no selfies then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a flippy.
Yeah, but they kind of did a 180 out of that, but that's good.
Yeah.
It's not like those celebrations take forever. It's not like a soccer one.
No. Well, that's ridiculous.
Well,
the guy keeps running from his team, so he's so he's the guy only everybody sees.
But fortunately,
and nobody can ever catch him.
You'll get an average of one of those a game in soccer.
That's why they're so excited.
Yeah, that's why they tolerate that, because
one a game.
They don't score much.
They don't.
No. So that's good.
Yep. Great news today.
Yeah.
The president has met with the Pope. Says he's going to remember what he said.
Well, I read an article yesterday, a couple of days ago, about the Pope and talking to a bunch of bishops in the U.S. And the Pope's stance is be welcome to immigrants, no matter who they are. And that's the Catholic Church's official stance, including bishops. Well, but that's some of the Catholics I know want to kick out the Mexicans.
I didn't see that.
I'm serious. The ones I really know are hardcore righties. What?
I just saw the promo, but there was a piece on 60 Minutes. All these churches that are...
Oh, yeah. It's a sanctuary for...
Harboring.
Yeah. Especially in Southern California.
Yeah. Immigrants.
Yeah.
Who are not necessarily legal.
No. But the Pope says you accept immigrants. They're all children of the world.
So are the ICE boys busting the...
not yet.
Church doors down?
No, there's a church in Southern California that was still holding a couple, just a family, because they want to kick them out. It's a mom and a couple kids or something like that. And they didn't do anything wrong, but they know they're illegal and they're going to kick
illegal.
Them out. They kicked out their dad. I think they kicked out their dad or something like
part
that.
Part of illegal.
Yeah.
Don't they understand?
Yeah. Well, you'll get that email today, I'm sure.
Now, the Pope is a kind, understanding man. He met with President Trump, and, you know, they just did the obligatory bit.
Yeah.
But apparently the Pope likes Melania.
Yeah, she's hot. That's
and
why.
And who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yes, the Pope smiled and appeared very animated.
But she never smiles back. She just looks like she's...
Well, she may have it the Pope.
Well, in a little room like that, but she just looks like she's, captured. Like, help me.
Well, did you see... The next video of her slapping his hand away.
Oh, there's another one?
Yes, there's another one.
Yesterday.
We should have put it up there because the one pissed a bunch of Trumpers off. But they're getting off Air Force One right at the top of the stairs.
This is the second one?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this.
And he reaches over to grab her hand and she just kind of smacks it away.
Twice.
Well, no. This one.
I haven't seen this one. Show it to me then on social media.
This one was a little bit like... You know how you go to shake some funny guy's hand, and he kind of and he moves his hand back and kind of slicks his hair back.
Yeah. It was more like that.
It was one of those things that she did.
She hates.
He went to reach for her hand, and just as he touched it, she lifted it up and kind of moved her hair around a little bit.
Man,
that was one of those.
Someone's Twitter feed. It's just about 5-6 seconds worth of video.
Yeah, put it up on social media. I haven't seen it yet.
It pisses off Trump.
Why?
So.
She hates him. Why do Trumpers care?
Interpretation.
Why do Trumpers care if his wife hates him? All they care about is him.
Well, no.
Because she doesn't.
Why don't you stick to dick jokes and stay out of politics?
Oh, shut up.
This really isn't politics.
No, this is dick jokes.
Yeah,
wife being pissed at you.
This is a
all the time.
Right.
Believe me. Been there.
Trying to grab his wife's hand and getting denied.
Yeah. Part two, she does hate him. It's pretty obvious.
Well, she said she's got that captive look in her eyes.
That's what I mean, captive.
Like kidnapped captive look in her eyes when she gets dragged around. You know she'd rather be in the penthouse back in New York City.
Yeah, she won't be.
Who wouldn't?
I'm not saying. She don't want to be in White House.
I don't blame her a bit.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be there.
I'd rather be in the penthouse in New York City.
Yeah. Being a kept man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Find myself a hot girl, a lot of money. She's going to take care of me.
That's it.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago. I had a buddy who used to say that. I'm sure we all got buddies who say that.
Well, I think the penthouse is available right now.
No. She's not moving until the summer, I believe.
No, but she's traveling.
Oh, yeah. She's at the Pope. Well, Barron's there.
Barron's there. And
he's home alone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Might be a babysitter.
Yeah.
They might have forgot.
Yeah.
Just some dog sitter, some friend of the family.
Consuelo.
Came home.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Couple of Russian servants.
You know they're there.
That's when Obama gets in there and starts wiretapping away.
Yeah.
When he knows just Barron's home. Mm-mm. No, we're just putting up a little baby monitor.
Yeah.
We don't have any babies.
Well, there's... I forget what she looks like, and there's no real details. However, out of Alabama, a teacher at a middle school accused of knocking some out with a high school student. She is 27-year-old Taylor Boyles, B-O-Y-L-E-S.
So at least she
she's hot.
Went above she the middle
be hot.
School.
Her name's Boyles. She better
she wasn't
be hot.
Banging one of her middle school students. She upgraded.
Well,
a high school
student. She at least waited till he went to high school. I don't know if she had him as a student in middle school. She was arrested on accusations that she had sex with the 18-year-old student.
Alabama's going down!
Yeah.
So, Tom.
What's your name?
Boyles, B-O-Y-L-E-S, right, Taylor Boyles.
What she look like, puss?
Well, give us a song that would be appropriate.
Not hideous, but kind of hot?
No.
No, just not hot then.
Yeah, not hot.
Okay. I don't have that one ready to go, so I'll play this one.
She's somewhere between hideous, but kind of hot.
But you don't think she's anywhere near kind of hot? Okay, at least a mugshot,
no,
right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a mugshot. Right.
She's fine. Come on, if you and I were in high school,
come on.
We would have been all over that. Especially that mugshot. You'd be all over that.
I'm not going to throw a push on it. Oh, let me see here.
Yeah, do.
Oh, I'd take care of that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, she's kind of hot.
What she looked like.
Hot. She's hot.
Yeah. She doesn't put cheese lettuce, right?
She does.
Looks like she eats lettuce.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, is she big? I haven't looked that quick.
No. I mean, she looks normal size. And that's, you got to consider, that's a mugshot. A lot of people do look good in mugshots.
Let me see that.
Particularly photogenic. But for a mugshot.
Yeah, you take care of that.
Of course, if you look good in a mugshot, you kind of do look, psychopathic a little bit.
If you're smiling.
If you're smiling in a mugshot.
Yeah, especially when you're crime. Any crime, for that matter.
Right, because at that point, you're probably comfortable in front of the mugshot camera.
Yeah, or at least comfortable with what you've done.
You know the guy taking your mugshot. Oh, yeah, he does all my work.
There must be teachers out there. I don't know. Man, I know a couple off the ask. We all know some teachers. There must be teachers out there that don't even interact at all with their students because they're just completely afraid of any kind of people thinking something's happening.
Well, I think we've had this discussion before, but because of all this happening.
It's the guys sleazing on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know teachers said that the guys try to be too friendly. They see about it.
Are high school guys emboldened by such news that they will go ahead and just make a run at the teacher just in case? Just in case she's one of these.
Get away, kid. Yeah, one of those deals.
Yeah. I'm sure they get it a lot.
They probably do. These kids know what's happening.
And I blame the morning radio for reporting on it.
That's right. It's always, that chick from Fremont, Nebraska.
It's the media's fault.
It is Fremont,
for reporting on it?
Yep.
Well, yeah. Well, if they're reporting on somebody I like.
That's it. You can't do that.
Not saying nice things.
Yeah.
Now, that Sean Hannity, he's okay.
Oh, we should get into that later on, Craig.
We can get into it now if you want
to. Yeah, do it now. Let's wrap up the show here now. Wrap up this break here now, I should say, because we can do this real quickly. It's a story that Fox was pushing that we didn't get into because it was debunked almost immediately.
Immediately.
But there was a kid actually from Omaha, a 22-year-old kid, was killed in the streets of D.C. a month or two ago. Random street crime. That's what they're saying, right?
And they've said that from day one, robbery, if I'm not mistaken.
So I remember the story, but when you told me yesterday this whole thing that he's been pushing, Hannity's been pushing.
Yeah,
I forgot the kid was an Omaha kid.
Hannity and other people came out with this conspiracy theory about this murdered Democratic National Committee staffer, DNC staffer. Kid's name is Seth Rich.
Right.
He was shot to death on a street last summer.
It's horrible. His family's
and what police say was a botched robbery.
Right.
And so the right-leaning media have been spinning this unsubstantiated theory that the kid was killed because he, not the Russians, provided DNC emails to WikiLeaks. Now, Hannity has been all over this.
Yeah, apparently he has. I don't watch Fox, and apparently more people are watching MSNBC than Fox, first time ever last week.
Now, Hannity has been all over this, saying that, that's why.
Right.
And everyone else has come out and said, no, that's not true.
It was debunked a couple weeks ago.
Hannity even said that the FBI said that they had gotten a hold of his computer and found that he had some chat with WikiLeaks on his computer. Well, it turns out the FBI never had the kid's computer, let alone finding stuff on it like that. They couldn't have. They never had it.
Well, I wouldn't doubt if the FBI
Here's what happened. Cease and desist.
And so the family has been trying to get this story to stop.
Because it's not true.
The family, and so finally, the kid's brother got a hold of Hannity and said, stop this crap, you moron. And Hannity finally has come out and said, all right, he'll stop talking about it.
Well, there was a cease and desist. That's the only reason they stopped it. I saw this yesterday.
Okay.
There was The only reason he stopped, because he has to. And now, Fox said they scrapped it, said sorry, basically.
Well, even people at Fox were saying, you've got to stop this. It's not true. And he kept going and kept going.
Well,
and the people at Fox, staffers as they are called, were embarrassed by the story and embarrassed by him.
That network's falling apart in front of us.
Completely baseless?
Yes.
Completely baseless. Fox News has now come out and said, not true.
Right.
Fox News themselves had to come out for a retraction.
Open the door
for
that.
And other people are saying, wait a minute, it's huge news in and of itself that Fox News has issued a retraction because Roger Ailes used to crow to his people about how they had never issued a retraction ever.
He's dead now. Yep.
So
the falling apart of Fox in front of us is hilarious.
That's the basic.
It'll always be around,
but
you know.
Yeah. But all the other organizations, they're the ones that produce the fake news.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't forget that.
Well people aren't buying it anymore.
And the crap when Shep Smith is on.
Oh yeah, that's that homo liberal.
Oh yeah, they're hating on him.
And the crap that he says.
I was telling Craig, I got an uncle that I saw him on Facebook the other day bitching about Fox, even though he's a right-wing guy. Back to OAN. He thinks Fox is, since Fox is reporting something at all, we mentioned, what's his name? The good guy. Shepard Smith, right.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to hear any news bad about Trump. So he goes to OAN Network, and I asked Craig what that was. Apparently it's America Online. So what is it?
I don't know what OAN is.
I don't know.
Well, apparently it must be really conservative.
Yeah, they are more conservative.
Okay, this is from Patty, by the way, speaking of he's dead now. Female listener forever. Want to know you influence us all. The following are daily dishes in my vocabulary. He's dead now. In the morning. Three things I masturbate to. Who? You said duty. PD Mac approved. So I was blank, 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 blank last night.
Yeah.
Well, you get the point. Thanks for making us get out of bed every morning and entertaining us. Thanks for getting out of bed this morning and entertaining. At least that's what my mom said. Love you, Patty. I love
that's great.
Yeah,
thank you, Patty. That, and I was very proud.
So was I.
Oh, yes.
We came up with all those catchphrases.
We did. And
well,
probably
really.
More. Yeah, we did.
We borrowed them.
Well,
which one did we?
We borrowed a few of them.
PD Mac approved is ours. Three things I masturbate is ours. In the morning is ours. They're all ours.
Well, in the morning is kind of...
That's ours.
That's been around for a while.
That's ours.
We haven't done it out loud. Okay, I'll own them.
I'll own them.
And I'm proud.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.